今天是我们农历年初三。
Today is the third day of the Chinese New Year.
我们把手握起来。
Let's hold all two hands together.
我们跟前后左右的弟兄姐妹和朋友讲，新年蒙福。
Let's tell all the people around you, see, like in the New Year.
今天早上我们要思想箴言第三章第一到第十节。
This morning let's all discuss Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 through 10.
这段经文有五个从神而来的丰富。
In this passage there are 5 points from God.
这个丰富是和我们人生道路有关系的。
These 5 instructions are all related to our life ofThe path of life.
这段经文共有十节。
There are 10 verses.
每两节就有一个吩咐。
In every 2 verses, there is one instruction.
如果我们仔细思想这段经文的话，我们就会不难发现到，单数节是吩咐，双数节告诉我们，如果我们遵从这个吩咐的话，我们就会有怎样的祝福。
If we read the verses carefully, we will find that the verses with odd numbers are include the instructions, and the verses include in the even numbers are the blessings.
我们中国人每年过年的时候都喜欢把福倒转过来，把它挂在门上面或者是墙上面。
Every year there's a habit in China with the character, Chinese character meaning happiness, hang it on the wall or the door.Upside down.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
大家都很清楚。
You all know about it.
如果我们注意这个福字的话，
If we want to talk more about the character happiness,
这个字有个很特别的地方。
There is a special thing in this character.
这个左字的左边是神。
The left half of the characerMeans God.
有神的同在就有福分。
That means, with God together, then you will have happiness.
今天的经文我们讲到五个生命之道。
Today we are going to talk about the 5 paths of life.
这是五个生命之道是：第一，谨守诫命；第二，慈爱诚实；仰望依靠；智慧敬畏；甘心奉献。
The 5 paths are keep the commands, love and be faithful, trust and rely, be wise and fear, and also offer willingly.
如果我们能够做得到的话，我们就能够得到福分。
If we can obey all the instructions, we will gain blessings.
第一到第二节说，我儿不要忘记我的法则，你心要谨守我的诫命，因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。
In verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity.
神吩咐我们不要忘记他的法则，也就是神的教导。
God tells us,Do not forget his teaching. That means his instructions.
也就是说，我们要记得神的话语。
We need to memorize God's words.
圣经就是神的话。
The Bible is God's words.
我们知道神的话，我们记得神的话还是不够。
However, if we only just know and memorize God's words, that's not enough.
第一节告诉我们，我们要谨守。
In verse 1, it says we need to keep.The commands.
今天我们的问题不是我们不知道神的话语，乃是我们做不到。
The problem for us today is not we don't know God's word, but we cannot follow the words.
乃是我们不遵守神的话语。
We don't obey the instructions.
神的话语是大有能力的。
God's words are powerful.
希伯来书第 四章第十二节说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂和灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和注意都能辨明。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says,For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
第二节说，因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。
Today's Bible verses, verse 2 says, For they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity.
神要将长久的日子、生命的年数这个应许赐给凡遵守他话的人。
God gives the longevity, the long life to those who obey His instructions.
旧约圣经也有好几处有这样的教导。
In the Old Testament, there, this kind of teaching can be found in a few places.
在旧约圣经里面，好像申命记第五章说，耶和华你们神所吩咐你们行的，你们都要去行，使你们可以存活得福，并使你们的日子在所要承受的地上得以长久。
For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 33,Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your years in the land that you will possess.
约翰记上三章十四节说，你若效法你父亲大卫，遵守我的道，只遵守我的律例诫命，我必使你长寿。
In the First King chapter 3 verse 14,And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life.
诗篇九十篇第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。
Psalm chapter 90 verse 10, the length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength.
能活在这个世界上，能够活到八十岁是应该是算长寿的。
In today, if we live, if we can live up to 80 years, we will call it longevity.
如果能活到一百岁的话，更加好。
Certainly, it is even better. You can live up to 100 years.
可是箴言第三章第二节没有告诉我们长寿的数字。
But in today's verse, it doesn't tell us how long we can live.
但是有告诉我们两个字，就是平安加给你们。
In the Chinese translation, there's an extra character means peace.
平安是指我们如果顺服和遵守神的话语的话，我们就能够进到神的国度里面，在神的国度里面，我们才能够得到真正的平安。
It means if we follow God's instruction, we can enter into the kingdom of God, and then we can gain true peace.
地上的国度不会有平安。
The kingdom on earth doesn't have any true peace.
因为这个地上的国度是充满着罪恶的一个国度。
Because this kingdom is full of evil.
诗篇二十一篇第四节说，他向你求寿，你便赐给他，就是日子长久，直到永远。
Psalm 21 verse 4, he asked you for life, and you gave it to him.Length of days forever and ever.
这里说日子长久直到永远，就是把长久有多长表达了出来。
Here says, length of days forever and ever tell us how long it is.
指的是永恒。
Means eternity.
在耶稣基督的里面，我们有永恒的盼望，有永恒的生命。
If we are in Jesus Christ, we will have the hope of eternity.
人的价值不在于这个世界上我们能够活多久。
The meaning of man is not how long we can live in this world.
乃是我们生命的内涵。
but the meaning of our life.
但是我们到底能够不能够在这个短暂的生命里面活得更有意义？
It means during this short life, if we can ensure the eternal life.
人生的意义是在于短暂的，在于我们这个短暂的生命里面，我们把握着永恒的将来。
The meaning of life is, during our short life, we can ensure we have the eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
第三到第四节说，不可使慈爱诚实离开你，要记在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上，这样你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩恩宠又聪明。
Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, let love and faithfulness never leave you.Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, then you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and man.
慈爱和诚实是神的属性。
Love and faithfulness are attributes of God.
出埃及记三十四章第六节说，耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
In Exodus chapter 34 verse 6, and he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abound in love and faithfulness.
诗篇第八篇第五节说，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Psalm 100 verse 5, For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
诗篇138篇第二节，我要向你的圣殿下拜，为你的慈爱和诚实称赞你的名，因你使你的话显为大，过于你所应许的。
Psalm 138 verse 2, I will bow down toward your holy temple, and will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word.
我们所信的神是慈爱诚实的神。
The God we believe is full of love and faithfulness.
他对我们的要求也是要我们学向他慈爱诚实。
He also requires us to be like him, to be full of love and faithfulness.
这个是我们做人的原则。
This is the rule of life.
今天这个世界这个社会就是缺乏慈爱和诚实。
Today's society, it is all lack of love and faithfulness.
神对我们的要求是不要忘记做一个慈爱诚实的人。
But God requires us to be a person full of love and faithfulness.
要将他的话语写在颈项上面，刻在心板上。
Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart.
这个是神在旧约时代对以色列人的要求，将他的话永远的记在心上面。
This was the requirements for the Israelites in the Old Testament.
慈爱和诚实要记在你颈项上，刻在你心板上，也就是不要忘记。
To bind them around your neck, to write them on the tablet of your heart means don't forget them.
人是善忘的。
Because people are always forgetful.
但是慈爱和诚实永远我们都不可以忘记。
However, we should never forget love and faithfulness.
慈爱和诚实要刻在我们的心板上，我们外表向人显露出慈爱和诚实，是从我们的内心发出的，不是外表的行动使人看见而已。
So the love and faithfulness must be written on the tablets of our heart, so that when we show this, it is truly from our heart.
如果我们从心灵里面发出来的爱，这个是真爱。
So the love from our heart is true love.
心灵的深处发出来的诚实是真的诚实。
The faithfulness from our heart is true faithfulness.
如果我们将慈爱和诚实记在我们的心上的话，我们将会得到什么福分？
If we write the love and faithfulness on the tablet of our heart, what blessing will we have?
这样你必将神和世人，你将在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠又聪明。
The Bible says, you will gain favor and good name before God and man.
我们会在神的面前得蒙恩宠，我们也会在世人的面前得蒙恩宠，我们就会有聪明。
So we will win favor before God and also before man, and we will be wise.
新译本的圣经的翻译是得作美名。
The New Chinese translation translated into to gain new a beautiful name.
我们请请张第执事把 NIV 念一遍。
In the NIV translation, it's then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man.
得蒙恩宠是得到神和人的特别的光顾。
To win favor means to get special care from God and man.
我们特别得到神和人的爱护，好得到本来就不配得到的福分，就是白白的这样赐给我们。
To means to gain love from God and man, to get blessings we don't deserve from them.
耶稣基督在世的时候，路加福音第二章第五十二节说，耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
When Jesus was on this earth, the Bible says, Luke 2:52, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
神和人喜爱他的心。
Both God and man loved Jesus.
这个就是得蒙恩宠。
So that is to win favor before God and man.
今天我们每一个做父母的都很希望我们的孩子将来能够成为一个在神和人面前得蒙恩宠的人。
So today I believe all the parents wish their children will win favor before God and man.
但是秘诀在哪里？
But what is the secret?
秘诀是你要先开始，然后教导你的孩子怎样来做一个得蒙恩宠的人。
The secret is you now have to teach your children to tell them how to be a person with to win favor and from God and man.
这个秘诀很清楚的，就是在圣经里面告诉我们，以慈爱和诚实待人。
The secret is very clear in the Bible. It is to treat others with love and faithfulness.
第五到第六节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你所行的一切事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In today's Bible verses, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
我们要相信神，我们要依靠神。
We need to trust God and rely on Him.
我们要相信神是从我们的内心里面深处真正的来相信神。
So when we say we trust, it must be from our heart.
我们相信神是完全的相信，不是半信半疑。
When we say we trust, it's complete trust, not partially trust.
如果一个人专心仰赖耶和华神话语的话，他就不会靠自己的聪明。
If a person trusts the Lord completely, he will not rely on his own understanding.
靠自己聪明的人是对神完全没有信心的人。
Those who rely on his own understanding do not have trust in God.
敬畏神的人也是一位依靠神的人。
Those who fear the Lord are those to trust the Lord.
诗篇一五篇第十一节说：“我们敬畏耶和华，要依靠耶和华，他是你们的帮助，是你们的盾牌。”
Psalm 115 verse 11: You who fear Him, trust in the Lord; He is their help and shield.
你目前是否处在一个困难、有困难和问题的当中呢？
Do you have troubles and difficulties in your life?
让我们完全地把我们自己放下，放下自我，不要看自己，不要看环境，不要看人，只有专心仰赖耶和华。
So now let's put down ourselves, put our pride ego, but look on upon the Lord. Forget the surroundings, forget selves, forget others.
我们要全神贯注在创造宇宙万物的主宰，我们凭着信心全然的依靠神。
To look upon the Lord with all our hearts, with the trust to rely on Him.
如果我们这样做的话，圣经告诉我们，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
If we do this, the Bible says.In all things we do, He will guide our paths.
神会指引我们的道路。
He will guide our paths.
我们就会看见全能的神在我们的困难和问题的当中工作。
And the powerful God will work in our life, in our work.
弟兄姐妹，我们一生的道路如果是靠着自己聪明和智慧安排出来的话，是会有差错的可能。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we rely on ourselves in our life, it's very possible for us to be wrong.
如果我们的道路是靠着那位永恒的主、有能力、有权柄的真神上帝来指引我们道路的话，我们完全是顺服在他的引导之下，这样的一条道路是不会有差错。
If we rely on the Lord and cast everything, all the problems, difficulties on Him, then this way we will not have.
诗篇二十五篇第十二节说：“谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的路。”
In Psalm 25 verse 12, Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him.
我们来把第五到第六节背起来，把它。背在我们的心里面，紧紧的记住，不要忘记。
So let's now memorize verse 5 and 6 in our heart.
让我们来背第五到第六节，我们先用中文来背。
Okay, now let's try to recite the verse 5 and 6. Now, first in Chinese.
我们一起用中文来练习。你要专心仰赖耶和华。不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。再念多一遍，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。我们要念两遍英文的，听你们跟着张知识来念。
Okay, now let's read the verses in English twice. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
都记得吗？
Have you
都背进去了没有？都背进去啊 ！OK， 下个礼拜考试在前面来背。
Okay, next week there will be a test on them.
第七到第八节，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事，这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。
Verse 7 and 8, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring you health and your body to your body and nourishment to your bones.
第七节讲，不要自以为有智慧。
Verse 7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes.
这个是跟第五节有点相连。第五节所说的，不可依靠自己的聪明。
This is related to verse 5. Verse 5 says,Do not rely on your own understanding.
人是有限的，神是无限的。
Humans are limited, but God is infinity.
有限的人没有办法和无限的神相比。
A limited person cannot compare with God.
好多时候我们太过骄傲，以为我们可以靠着自己的聪明。
Many times we rely on our personal understanding.
我们以为自己是有智慧，但是忘记了智慧是从神而来。
We often think we have wisdom, but we forget that the wisdom is from God.
要得到智慧，就要敬畏耶和华。
If you want wisdom, we have to fear the Lord.
一个聪明的人是一个认识神的人。
A person with wisdom is a person who Fear the Lord.
箴言第九章第十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
什么叫做智慧？智慧就是害怕。
What is wisdom? Wisdom means fear.
一个敬畏神的人是一个对神畏惧的人，是一个远离恶事的人。
To fear the Lord means to be away from evil, to be scared of the Lord.
圣经告诉我们，我们要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
The Bible tells us.To fear the Lord and shun evil.
我们如果我们做得到的话，我们所得到的是什么？治病医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。
If we can do it, the Bible promises this will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones.
肚脐是婴孩从母亲的体内获得营养的脐带。
The belly button, well, in the Chinese translation, there's a word belly button. That was for the unborn baby. Through it, the baby gets nourishment and nutrition from the mother.
婴孩从母腹的当中得到健康，得到滋润。
So the unborn baby gets good health and nourishment from the mom.
一个敬畏神的人和远离恶事的人是从神是与神建立关系的人。
A person who fear God and also shun evil has a good relationship with God.
我们在灵里面，我们跟神连接。
In the spirit, we have connected to God.
人有身心灵。
A man has spirit, soul, and body.
这三面都很有密切的关系。
All the threes are closely connected together.
敬畏神、远离恶事的人是得到神灵里医治的人。
The person who fear God are those who has close relationship with God.
神医治他，神赦免他的罪。
God heals him and also forgives his sins.
如果这个是神的心意的话，他就可以得到肉体的医治。
If it is God's will, he will be healed physically as well.
他也能够得到全人的健康。
He will get completed good health.
如果我们投靠神的话，神就会把全人的健康赐给我们。
If we rely on completely to God's words, God will give us complete health.
第九到第十节说，你要以财物和一切出手的土产尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
In verse 9 and 10, it says, Honor the Lord with your wealth.With the first fruits of your crops, then your barns will be filled with overflow too overflowing, and your vats we brim over with new wine.
第九节告诉我们要尊荣耶和华。
Verse 9 tells us to honor the Lord.
尊荣神的人是尊重神和一心一意都要荣耀神的人。
Those who honor the Lord is to glorify the Lord.
要怎样尊荣神呢？
How do we honor the Lord?
就是要以财物和一切出神出收的土产，也就是我们所拥有的一部分和我们所得到的的财物十分之一奉献给神。
The Bible says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. That means our possessions, part of our possessions, and 10% of our gain.
我们来到这个世界上，我们是一无所有的。
When we came to this world, we didn't have anything.
其实我们现在所拥有的一切都是神赐给我们。
Even today, what we have is from God.
神赐给我们，要我们管理说他所给我们的一切。
What God has given us to ask us to take care of them and ask us to give a portion of it back to him.
就是我们都是在我们都是神的管家。
So we are like stewardship for God.
我们的贡献是要将神所赐给我们其中的一小部分归回给神。
So our offering is like to give a small portion of from God back to God.
我们的奉献也是将感谢和荣耀归给神。
This shows our thanksgiving and glory to God.
这样做表示我们对神的感恩。
This shows our thanksgiving to God.
献祭表示是我们现在我们能够活到现在这个情况都是神的看顾，是神供应我们，而不是我们自己的功劳。
So it shows we know that what all we have is from God. It's not from our work.
我们所拥有的一切不是我们自己劳碌所得的，乃是神保守和看顾。
So what we have is not just from our work, but also from God's care and lead.
我们可以想象得到，如果农夫他很辛苦的工作，农夫并无法有丰厚的生的收成，如果是神不给他阳光和雨水的话。
Think of a farmer, if there's no rainfall or sunshine from God, there would be no harvest at all.
以色列人在旷野的时候，神为他们预备每天所需要的玛纳。
When the Israelites were in the desert, God provided them with manna.
神的目的是要以色列人来学习依靠神的供应。
God wanted the Israelites to learn how to rely on Him.
申命记第八章第十六到第十七节说，又在旷野将你列祖所认识玛纳赐给你吃，是要苦练你，试验你，叫你终究享福，恐怕你心里说，这货才是我的力量，我能力所得的。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 16 and 17, He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.
我们富裕的时候，我们很容易的就说，这些是我的功劳，是我的本事赚起来的钱。
When we have some wealth, we often say that it is because my hard work, it is because my skill I gain them.
我们也许可以说，我勤劳读书，辛苦做研究，来赚起这样多钱。但是如果神不给我们健康的身体、聪明和智慧，我们就无法读书，无法工作。
We may say what we have gained is from our hard study, our hard work. However, remember that if God doesn't give you good health, wisdom, you will never have a chance to do it.
奉献是神的吩咐。马拉基书三章十节说，万军之耶和华说，你们要将丹纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你，甚至无处可用。
Offering is also God's instruction in Malachi 3:10.Bringing the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will through open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that you will not have room enough for it.
如果我们顺服神的吩咐，我们将丹纳的十分之一献给神的话，我们就会从神那里得到福分。这个福分是什么？这样你的仓房必充满有你，以你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
So if we follow God's instructions and offer the tithe to God,we will get blessings from God. What are these blessings? The Bible says, your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine.
这个注意经文里面讲必充满有余以及新酒盈溢，这里所说的是可以用中文四个字来形容，什么字？夫杯满意。
So in the verses says to be filled to overflowing, and also mentioned will brim over with new wines. All this can be described a few simple characters or simple words. So my cup overflows.
福杯满溢是什么意思？福杯满溢是福分倒入到杯子里面，一直倒，一直倾倒下去，一直到这个杯子满了。不单单是满，而且从杯子里面溢出剩余的。
So what does that mean? It means the blessing is poured out into the cup, and the cup is not big enough to hold it, so the blessing is overflows.
这个杯子完全不能够再容纳神所赐给的福分。
The cup is not big enough, does not have enough room to hold all the blessings.
这也是马拉基书三章十节讲的，把敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你，甚至无处可容。
This is in agreement with the verse in Malachi.Through open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
但是2014年是你我得到从神而来福分的一年。
May the year of 2014 is a year of blessing from God.
我们来复习一下刚才我们所讲的。这里有两排，第一排是神的祝福，第二排是我们应该有的条件来得到这些祝福。第一点，神的祝福是长久生命和年数有平安，条件是我们要谨守遵行神的话语。
Here is the summary of today's sermon. So on the left column are the blessings from God. On the right column are the requirements from God. One is longevity and peaceThe requirement is to follow God's instructions.
第二，我们在神和人面前得蒙恩宠，要得到这个得蒙恩宠，就要内心有慈爱和诚实。
The second is to win favor before God and man. The requirement is to be full of love and faithfulness.
神指引我们人生的道路，他对我们的要求是什么？专心仰赖神，依靠神。
And God will direct our paths. The requirement is to trust and rely on Him.
我们要得蒙医治，我们就要敬畏神，远离恶事。
We will have good health and have nourishment. The requirement is to fear God and shun evil.
我们要得到福杯满溢，我们的应该做得到的是十分之一的奉献。
If we want the Our cup overflows, we need to follow the tithe.
我们一生 都是可以从神那里得到祝福的。我们来唱这首诗歌，致一生最美的祝福，我们站起来唱。